Welcome to the Break of Dawn. This is the second part of Grief and Sorrow. There's probably going to be at least four or five segments to this, because I think it's really important that people, especially when they're walking through grief and sorrow, to lean into the Lord and really just turn it all over to Him and let Him comfort you during that time. So the first scripture we're going to start with is Isaiah 43:1-5. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. John 14:1-4. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Philippians 3:13-14. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. John 14:16. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper to be with you forever. Isaiah 53:4. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 116:15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Isaiah 51:11. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 53:1-12. So I'm just going to read what's in front of me. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. That is talking about Jesus right there. Psalm 142, verse 2. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Romans 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Job 1, verse 20 through 22. Then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell on the ground and worshipped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Psalm 13, verse 2. How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 through 14. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And I'm going to stop there, because I don't want to go too long. I want it to be, it's about 8 minutes right now. Again, I just want to encourage you, if you're walking through loss, no matter what it is, to just lean in on the Lord, because he wants to comfort you, you know, in your difficult times. He's there for you no matter what you're walking through, whether things are going really well in your life or things are just, you know, there's a lot of sadness because there's a loss of a loved one. No matter what you're walking through, just trust in him. You know, I mean, we all walk through valleys, and we also have mountaintop experiences. But it's in the valley that we grow our faith. It's in the valley when you lean in more into our Heavenly Father, because you're in sorrow, you're in grief. So I know when I walk through those difficult times, I just spend more time with him. I mean, I try and spend time with him every day, because I know, I never know what the day brings. I'm thankful that I woke up. I'm thankful for the day. I'm thankful that God loves me and has forgiven me of my sins. And I try to honor and glorify him no matter how I'm feeling, you know, whether I have sadness or sorrow or grief, or I'm happy and joyful. You know, joy is, can be with you at all times, whether you're walking through grief or not, because knowing that the Lord loves you and wants a relationship with you. And I think that's the most important thing, that we, you know, we're made in his image, and he wants that relationship with you. And I just pray that you would just put your trust in him and come to know him, because he wants to know you. And think of that, the most powerful person, well, he's not a person, he's God. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. omniscient, and there is no one above him. It's only him. And he created this whole universe, and he wants to know you. So give him that time. I encourage you. Thank you for joining the Break of Dawn. Have a wonderful and blessed day.